Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel. We continue discussing the halachos of selling a shul. Says the Mishnah, "Ein mochrin beis hakenes el al tenai shim yirtzu yachzi ruhu." That a shul may not be sold except on the condition that if the sellers want, they can in fact buy it back. That according to Rabbi Meir, it is disrespectful to sell a shul without this condition, because the sellers would therefore be giving the impression that the shul has no value to them other than its monetary financial value. And again, Div Rebbe Meir, this is the opinion of Rebbe Meir, who, as the Bartonur points out, we don't paskin like. It says the mission of the Chachamim, Omer, but the Chachamim say, Mochrim oso mimkar olam, that you may sell a shul permanently without any condition that they can buy it back, chutz me'arba dvarim, except you can't sell it for the following four purposes, but you can sell it, according to the Chachamim, for any other purpose. That they disagree with the previous Mishnah that you could only do it d'mal and v'kodesh v'ridin, you could only sell it for something of greater value. According to them, once a shul is sold, it loses its kedusha, it loses its physical value, and therefore you're allowed to sell it for any purpose except for the following use: la merchat, vila borziki, vila tvila, vila beis hamayim. You can't sell it if they're going to use it as a bathhouse, as a tannery, as a mikvah, or as a bathroom. This would be degrading to the shul, and therefore you certainly can't use it. Can't sell it if to someone who's going to use it for those purposes. You have to have a condition in the contract that the shul can never be used for any of these four things. Continuing in the mission, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mochrono so l'shem chotzer, they may sell a shul to be used as a courtyard, v'alukech mashir tzayase, and the buyer may then use it as he wishes. That as long as the sellers say that it will be used as a courtyard, the buyer may use it for, in fact, whatever he wants. Even one of these four things describe the Chacham said, you can't use it for them. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you can use it for anything, although, as the Bartonur points out, the halacha is, in fact, not like Rabbi Yehuda either. Continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. As Rabbi Yehuda teaches us the halacha of a shul that was not sold, but it actually fell into a ruin. It says the Mishnah of Odom, Rabbi Yehuda also said, Beis HaKenes Shecharav Ein Maspidin B'socho, a shul that fell into ruin, it retains its level of Kedusha, and therefore you're not allowed to eulogize any regular people in it. Once again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, he holds that a shul retains, it maintains its holiness as long as it is still designated for its mitzvah. Even a ruined shul may yet return to its use as a house of a place where people daven. Therefore, it is still holy, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'in mafshilin b'socho chavalin, ve'in portion l'socho mitzudos. You can't twist ropes or spread nets in it. Ve'in shotchin al gago peros. You can't spread out fruit on its roof to dry. Ve'in osin oso kapandaria. You can't use it as a shortcut, since the shul remains holy even after it has fallen into a ruin. These activities, which are forbidden in a regular shul, are forbidden in a ruined shul as well. Shnemar, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Vayikra, Vashimosi es mikdashchem. I'm going to make your place of worship desolate, kedushos anaf kashen shomemen, by calling them mikdashchem, by calling them holy places. The pasuk seems to be teaching us that they maintain their holiness even when they are desolate, even when they are lying in ruin. And we should know that whenever there could be that there are some shuls that, let's say, aren't active shuls, people aren't davening there anymore, but if you're visiting a place that used to be used as a shul, these halachos would all apply. One final halacha about a shul that lies in ruin: alu bo asavim lo yislosh b'nei agamas nefesh. If grass grows in a ruined shul, one should not uproot it, because it arouses people to be very, very upset. That when people see their old shul overrun with grass, it's going to cause them distress and motivate them to rebuild it or to daven there and allow it to be rebuilt as well. Quick review. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis taught us, number one, that according to Rav Meir, a shul may not be sold except on the condition that if the sellers want, they can in fact buy it back. We don't paskin that way. The Chacham who do paskin like says that in fact you may sell a shul permanently without any condition that they can buy it back. and you can sell it for any purpose except for you have to make sure that people buying it aren't going to be using it as a bathhouse, as a place to tan, as a mikvah, or as a bathroom. That would be disgraceful to sell the shul and have it be used for any of these four purposes. But otherwise, says the Chachamim, it can be sold for any purpose. The Rabbi Yehudi disagrees with the second part of the Chacham and said that they may sell it to be used as a courtyard, and the buyer may use it as in any way that he wants, as long as the sellers say that it's going to be used as a courtyard, then they can be used for any purpose that they so desire. Then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel taught us, furthermore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a shul that fell into ruin maintains its holiness, and therefore you can't eulogize regular people there, you can't twist ropes or spread nets in it, you can't spread fruit out on its roof to dry, you can't use it as a shortcut to get somewhere on the other side of the shul, and so on and so forth, that it's still considered to be holy, even if its state of desolation, even though it's lying there and not being used currently as a shul, it still has its kedusha as a shul. And finally, the Mishnah taught us that if grass grows in a ruined shul, you should not uproot it, you should let it to stay like that, so that people can look at it and be like, wow, we really need to rebuild this place, it's going to cause them pain, and hopefully they'll rebuild it and start to use it as a shul once again. Have a great day.